Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday, everyone. Welcome back. This is Aftertaste with DJ Aaron.
I feel like we need cool DJ names.
Do you want to try one now? The first word that comes up to your head, go. I don't DJ Spoon and DJ Fork.
All right, moving on.
Okay, all right. Welcome back. It's a wonderful, beautiful, sunny Sunday.
I'm sweating right now.
I'm also sweating. Why is this happening?
Because I sprinted here.
Your face off day was yesterday.
Yeah. Yes, it for sure was.
It was very cold yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, we're here now, slightly sweaty. But we're going to have a good show.
Yeah. Woo-hoo! That's my DJ name, Slightly Sweaty.
Slightly Sweaty?
Yeah.
I like that.
Cool.
We'll figure out mine by the end of the hour, perhaps.
Okay, sounds good.
But yeah, welcome back. So today, I have a fun little rotation for you. So last week, we did Amalia's Brain.
little track IDs.
Yes.
You learned that I was obsessed with Young Lean and Bruce Springsteen.
Mm-hmm. And this week, I was, thinking, and I was, I feel like it'd be fun if I, went down memory lane a little and, mayhaps did, a little, timeline sort of situation. So we're starting from the beginning. So that was Feeling You, Feeling Me, The Interlude by Alicia Keys.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up, my family just loved a little R&B moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what we're going to listen to for the next two songs. This, obviously, classic, cannot go wrong. My dad loved to play this around the house. And here we go. King of Pop, Michael Jackson, Rock With You.
Yes.
Get into you. If you ain't high, you ain't feeling.
Lucy Liu with my girl Drew, Cameron D and Destiny, Charlie's Angels. Come on,
come on, bring it.
Question: tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own condo and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships.
The shoes on my feet, I buy. The clothes I'm wearing, I buy. The rock I'm rocking, I buy. Cause I depend on me if I want it. The watch I'm wearing, I buy. The house I live in, I buy. The car I'm driving.
Worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being independent. Question, how'd you like this knowledge that I brought? Bragging on that cash that he gave you is the front. If you're gonna brag, make sure it's your money you fund. Depend on no one else to give you what you want.
Shoes on my feet,
I love
clothes I'm wearing,
I
love.
Alright, and that was Independent Women Part 1, Destiny's Child. Oh my god, so good. My mom loves Destiny's Child. She loves to clean the house and then, like, put it on, like, the Sonos, and I think it's, like, really funny.
Aww,
so, you know.
I love that.
So, of course, you know, shout out Lily. Love you, girl. yeah, so, basically, at the same time of me, like, listening to this sort these types of songs, my, like, at family functions we'd, like, do karaoke and whatnot.
Oh my god, yes.
And but also, I mean, like, what, I was like 7, 5, 6, the biggest, like, I'd say PS3 game at the time, in, like, my cousin's opinion, was, like, Rock Band. So yeah, that's kind of where I guess, like, I started listening to rock. But not, like, actually, because, like, my parents, like, never listened to that sort of music. Like, they're out here listening to, like, 90s and, like, 1000s, like, 2000s, like, R&B. But then, like, we'd pull up to the function, they'd pull out, like, the Guitar Hero guitars or whatever, and, like, play, like, Paramore and, like, all of that. And I was like, whoa, like, what's going on?
So, and then it ignited an era.
It ignited
an
era.
In which Paramore shaped the emotional stability of our young teenage years.
For
when I tell you that I was, like, holed up in my bed as a 13-year-old blasting pretty much every Paramore song that was out at the time that I was, like, 13. Truly formative for my years.
Truly formative.
I learned how to write some revenge poems. I was really into the, like, I mean, I started dyeing my hair.
Wow. You know what?
So I feel you on that one.
Shout out Haley.
Haley owns a piece of my brain. I think that I can credit her to a majority of my, like,
no, for sure. So
personality traits.
I agree.
Unfortunately.
I agree. So but everyone.
She's still making music.
She's still no, she
her
just
pipes,
came out with a
bro.
She came out
the
with a
note
EP.
She can hit. I know.
Maybe I should play. Well, okay. Well, next up, you've got That's What You Get by Paramore from Riot.
Yes.
Everyone scream. Bye.
Take a seat, we're settling the final score. And why do we like to hurt?
And that was Take Me Out, Franz Ferdinand, another Rock Band 2 classic.
To banger.
Banger. I agree. So yeah, that was one really large era of my life. Oops, sorry, my little knitting needles fell on the ground. Just to interrupt real quick.
Oh yeah, what are you working on?
So Amalia and I just come in here every week and like, while we're putting on the music, all we do is just knit and talk.
Yes, we're like,
and exactly.
I don't know. I feel like it's like a really nice preview to when we're like 35 and having mimosas in like poverty loft Brooklyn. In our poverty loft.
Yes, for sure.
But talking about our kids, okay.
But currently, before that happens, 15 years from now, me at 19 years old, I am currently working on a scarf. It's really long and it curls at the sides, but it does what it does. Thank you.
It's a scarf.
Thank you so much.
It's scarfing.
Yeah, it's I'm scarfing, guys.
I'm still working on my balaclava.
It looks stunning. I love the color, guys. It's like
I'm running out of yarn.
Like neon green.
It's
yellow,
moss green.
Moss.
Babe. It's moss.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Moss green.
The Smuffa told me it's moss.
The Smuffa. It told me it's moss.
Yes, it told me.
Tell us about the next song.
Yes. So basically, my next, I guess, sort of breakthrough with music discovery was, I'd have to say, like, 2018 when my mom graced me with a Spotify premium account. Because I'd say before that, like, my modes of listening to music were just, like, via radio on, like, an iPod shuffle. Which wouldn't work.
Did you ever have, like, CDs?
Yes, I had CDs.
I had a Hello Kitty CD player.
I did, too.
And I had every single Taylor Swift album.
Wow.
And we had a tradition of making mixtapes for our birthdays. Oh. Like, my parents would, like, burn a CD, literally burn a CD of, like, my favorite songs from that year. And
that
we'd
so
play
sweet.
It at my birthday party. And I'd play it in my Hello Kitty CD player.
Aww.
I found one at the Goodwill in Somerville, the exact same one I
had.
Did
you get it?
No. And I regret it every day.
Great
I don't
job.
Have CDs anymore, bro.
Maybe it's time
I still have all my Taylor Swift CDs, though.
That's a flex. Once?
Is it?
I think it's a flex because, yeah, I like
Tap
think
in
about...
the chat, flex or red flag?
I think it's a flex, okay? But honestly, I definitely should have played her, but... I remember when the Cher Lloyd Sticks and Stones album came out, and I dragged my mom to Target to buy it, and it wasn't even
yet. You would always want to get the Target Deluxe Edition albums, because they'd have, like, pictures and, like, new songs. And,
exactly.
Like, it was so fun.
Oh, it was so good.
God, I miss the CD era.
I
Spotify
miss it too.
Ruins everything.
It does, but...
But
to segue in though, it did spark a new era where I was like, let me look at my Discover Weekly, and bam, there I found them. Wallows. Okay, sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
So good,
you guys
though.
Need to hear me out. 2018 Wallows was like
was the peak.
It was the
dude,
peak.
Dude, the first song I learned
peak.
How to play on electric guitar
Pleaser?
Was Uncomfortable. Oh my god, shut up. This is gonna make me cry.
Yeah,
this song is so nostalgic.
Let's just keep it out there, guys. Please
All
keep
right.
your ears open. This is Uncomfortable.
This song
by
will
Wallows.
It will scratch
it will-
an itch in your brain and make your earworms wiggle.
It will make it wiggle. Okay.
Wiggle, let's wiggle.
Thank you. Is it ever gonna change? Am I gonna feel this way forever? Are you gonna be around for me to count on? Is it ever gonna change? Am I gonna feel this way forever? Are you gonna be around for me to count on?
And that was Forever by Claro. Very, very 2018, very, very freshman year of high school.
Oh my god, but it's so
bedroom
catchy.
Pop. Yes.
Bro, that was an era. The bedroom pop era.
Yes.
Jesus.
I would like go on the Spotify playlist, and I feel like that's how they like start to get me.
They hooked me in.
Let me like go look at like other artists, and then bam.
And then it was like Rex Orange County too, bro.
I should have stayed in.
Scary.
All right, so we're pretty much halfway through, and we're gonna do 5 questions for Aaron.
Oh my gosh.
Last week, I answered them. Now I'm gonna ask some questions for you. Okay, first one, what is your favorite album at the moment?
At the moment?
Or of all time? But I feel like at the moment narrows it down.
I feel like, yeah.
It's got to be first one that comes to your mind.
Well, according to my top...
I feel Frank Ocean.
Yeah. I've kind of been in a rut lately.
You call Frank Ocean
No, babe? It's not a rut. No. I'm talking about how I've felt like I've been in a rut. Okay. And Blonde is just... there. But also,
you know, that makes me happy.
Channel Orange, you know. What's a channel? Orange.
Channel Orange.
Orange.
Channel Orange. Super rich kids.
I really wanted to play Crack Rock today. However, it is not. It is flagged, guys. It is flagged.
However, this is a profanity-free hour.
But I guess the reason why it's just been really helping me out lately is because basically at school I have like my uphill days and my downhill days,
mm-hmm.
and on my uphill days, well, I live downhill, just to give context, it takes me so long to get from like my dorm
to another,
all the way to like Lane Hall. I don't know why I have a class in Lane Hall, but yeah. And the perfect amount of time is Pyramids. Shout out Lila, because Lila told me that whenever she walks uphill, she plays Pyramids.
She plays Pyramids.
And it does.
Oh my god, I love that.
And it does.
I'm gonna do that.
Exactly 10 minutes. And I was like, wow.
Oh, that's so
cool. But yeah, that's the album at the moment.
Amazing. Okay, second question. If Steve Lacy and ASAP Rocky had a fist fight, who would win?
Oof.
That's No. I take that back. If Steve Lacy and Tyler the Creator had a battle of wits, who would win?
A battle of wits?
Like if they just like were put in a room and like
Okay, that's a really good question. So here's my first thinking. I'm not gonna take too long to answer this because I could have a whole debate about it.
Yeah.
But
food for thought.
Okay, I love Steve Lacy.
Type in the chat.
I love Steve Lacy, however, he did throw a camera on the ground. For a good reason.
But also Tyler is kind
also,
of
also Tyler is insane.
That's what I'm saying. Who would win?
I would probably say Steve Lacy.
Okay, fair.
Probably. To the death Tyler would win. But
Tyler
like,
would
but like I stand by that.
Okay, all right.
Filipino power. Thank you, Steve.
You're pro Steve.
Pro Steve.
Okay. Third question. What is your favorite driving song?
Driving song. Wow. Good question. Okay, guys, I want to hear No Hit about this. But, like, so I did have, like, a little bit of an Olivia Rodrigo, like, obsession.
Well, you were her for Halloween. I'm gonna expose you for that. Yes, it was slay.
It was a really good time. But, yeah, I'd have to say, like, Deja Vu is really good.
Yeah.
You can't, like...
No.
And it's very, like... Oh, I like, agree. Just graduated high school, let me, like, reminisce.
Yeah.
You know? And that's when it came out.
I can't judge, because I still have my Taylor Swift CDs, so... Mm-hmm. By the way, guys, my dad says it's a flex, so it's a flex.
It's a flex. Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. Yeah, he doesn't discriminate against T-Swizzle. All right, what number question are we on? I don't know. Oh, this is a good one, because Aaron and I are both little whores for Phoebe Bridgers. So if you were a Phoebe Bridgers song, what Phoebe Bridgers song would you be?
Does a boy genius song count?
No, just solo Phoebe Bridgers. No boy genius.
So I was going to say Me and My Dog.
Yeah, Me and My Dog is fire, but just Phoebe, solo Phoebe. What Phoebe song would you be?
I like her cover of, is it The Gold with Manchester?
Mm-hmm, with Manchester Orchestra.
I'd have to say.
Yeah, that's a really, really rough song.
I know it's not an original, real sad. But she really ate it as if she wrote it.
No, she put her whole thing into that.
She put her whole Phoebe in it. Okay. Yes, for sure.
Okay. Good one. And I like Manchester Orchestra. There's another word in the band name that we're forgetting.
Someone tell us.
I don't know. Okay, fifth and final question. I really gotta... Oh my god, I don't know. Do you have any fun facts you want to share? I can't think of a fifth question.
Fun fact is that I don't know. I was your roommate.
Yeah, that's fun when we knew each other. We used to live together. Okay, here's one. Who's your top artist of 2022?
Oh. Wait, why am I blinking? Who was it? Whoa, guys.
Pull up the Spotify, babes.
Guys, we're gonna look really quickly.
Oh, I'm guessing it was Biba Doobie. Yeah, I was about to say.
Biba Doop Bop Brop.
Erin goes to open her Spotify and it's all Biba Doobie.
No comment.
Biba Doop Brop Bop Bop.
Biba Doop. Okay, guys. We're gonna move on.
Okay, that please was, turn the mic off.
That was five questions with me.
Erin.
Gutierrez.
All right, play the next song.
Yeah, you know what? No introduction, guys. This needs no introduction. Just listen to it. Thank you.
Not again, not again, no, not again. Fuck. Why is falling love so hard? I think I just quickly. Based on the patterns I've been studying on myself, I've been
I should just take things a little slower. You know, I've learned a lot from experience. You know, I'm grateful to be in this place right now. Hey, hey.
I swear there's something about a lost era to gain. Perhaps a lesson.
And that was Me and My Husband by the one and only Mitski.
Mitski.
I love Mitski.
Mitski
helped me when I was feeling low, when I was feeling real low.
And when I was feeling like I was a rock.
And when I was a, like, undersea level, you know. But yes,
top artist last year.
I have a really distinct memory of Midnight, when Mitski's album, most recent album.
We were together.
Yes, I know. I know, came out, and Erin was sitting in the corner of our room with her headphones on in front of her laptop, listening to the song, literally the second it came out, with tears in her eyes for hours. Just, you barely sang a thing. You barely said a thing. And then sometimes you would screech. And then I told you to play it out loud, and I listened to it, and I fell in love with her. But, that was a moment for you. You were having some emotions.
It was truly, truly a moment for me. And yes, shout out Mitski. I love her.
Yeah, that's she's good. That.
And that's all I really have to say. Everyone, just accept it.
The Mitski superiority. Mm-hmm. Should I do a little PSA?
Sure.
All right.
Oh, wait, it's not yet. Okay. Because it has to be 55 on.
PSA later.
PSA later, guys. So this next set are two songs that I've... Well, hopefully two songs. I'll just play them. I'm obsessed. This is Sound of Rain by Solange. Thank you, Beyoncé's family. Goodbye.
And the
that was I Want to See You, Blood Orange. I love Blood Orange.
I love Blood Orange.
He's so good at what he does. And I'm sad that I missed out on his little tour, because he did, like, a little, like, classical sort of thing.
I know.
And I love it. I think his brain is so smart.
Yeah, I'm super into artists like Blood Orange, who just really push genre boundaries, and he's very, like, confidently experimental, which is, you know, I don't know. I think it's super cool to see, especially kind of in the R&B genre, artists are, like, branching out more and more. And I think, like, Blood Orange and, like, Vegan are two artists who have been... I feel like I'm saying that wrong. Tall Dress is vegan. Some people say Vien. I don't know. Who are doing that. But anyway, yeah. Love.
Yeah.
Love Blood Orange.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. I have a breastfeeding PSA for you today. Babies were born to be breastfed. It's the best possible source of nutrition for newborn humans. Recent studies show you can lower your child's risk for respiratory illness and even hospitalizations for illnesses like pneumonia by breastfeeding exclusively for 6 months. Among the many other benefits, breastfeeding nurtures the mother-baby bond and is eventually friendly, cost-effective, and can help prevent postpartum depression. I would like to add that you can chest feed and you don't have to be a mother to chest feed your baby. For more information, talk to your healthcare provider. A public service message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Woo! That was a mouthful. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
It was very informative.
I'm so glad.
And unfortunately, we have reached the end of our little hour here in Studio A. It has been a wonderful, wonderful time, as usual.
Thank you for sharing your track IDs.
Of course. My little
We love hearing your brain. We got some Destiny's Child. Yeah. Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Wallows. My earworms have been wiggling for an hour.
They've been wiggling. They've been dancing. And as we've got a little taste of... Actually, a little hint as of earlier. My favorite artist is one of the angels that walk on this earth. And I have no, like, right to be drinking and breathing the same water as this woman. But you know what? It's been a privilege. Everyone... This has been Aftertaste Radio. I'm DJ Aaron.
I'm DJ Slightly Sweaty.
And you have been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And everyone, please give it up for Biba Doobie!
Biba Doobie! And we hope this left a good taste in your mouth. Enjoy. Happy Sunday.